This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Shatabisha Nakshatra. Experience. Association versus dissociation. Some individuals move through life in full association, emotionally present, embodied, and engaged in their experiences. Others operate through dissociation, mentally observing from a distance, emotionally detaching, or suppressing intensity to maintain control. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, disruption, disconnection, karmic transformation, and symbolized by the circle or hundred healers, containment, concealment, sacred separation, leans strongly toward dissociation, especially in its early expression. These natives often experience life from a detached, observational state, monitoring rather than immersing, analyzing instead of feeling. This isn't out of apathy. It's a protective mechanism born from deep sensitivity, psychic overload, or emotional overwhelm. However, when healed and internally grounded, Shatabisha can shift into association, especially in service, ritual, or sacred connection, allowing themselves to fully feel while still holding boundaries. Planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses shape whether their experience becomes more integrated or remains distanced. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the dissociation is part of the identity. These individuals may feel like observers of their own life, always slightly removed or performing a role. In Shatabisha, Rahu intensifies existential distance. They seek meaning but may avoid direct emotional vulnerability. If Rahu is in the 10th, they are seen as cool, strategic, or enigmatic. Those who manage presence carefully, often leading without showing their full emotional self. If the moon is in the 4th or 5th house, there is a greater capacity for association, particularly in private or creative spaces. These natives feel deeply, but may not share easily, choosing internal emotional processing over external expression. In Shatabisha, moon adds depth to the dissociation. They feel, but compartmentalize. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as composed leaders, those who feel intensely but reveal selectively. If Mercury is in the 5th or 10th house, the dissociation becomes mentalized. These individuals process emotions through logic, often stepping out of experience to analyze or explain it. In Shatabisha, Mercury sharpens intellectual dissociation. They may articulate pain without actually feeling it in real time. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as articulate professionals, those who manage crises with calm words and thoughtful detachment. If Saturn is in the 4th or 10th house, the dissociation is defensive and karmic, driven by fear of emotional collapse, duty, or inherited emotional suppression. These individuals may learn to remain emotionally distant to function or survive. In Shatabisha, Saturn makes dissociation feel like strength. They endure by compartmentalizing. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as reliable but emotionally reserved. Those who carry heavy emotional loads privately while appearing stoic in public. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the native is more capable of healthy association, especially through spiritual connection, love, or creative expression. These individuals begin to heal dissociation by reconnecting to beauty, trust, and moral truth. In Shatabisha, Jupiter adds meaning and Venus adds warmth. They re-enter emotional presence when it serves healing. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as wise, compassionate leaders, those who carry grace even while maintaining inner distance. Shatabisha's experience of life is like watching from behind a veil, sensing everything, yet engaging only when safe or spiritually aligned. These natives often protect their sensitivity through emotional withdrawal, but this very distance can become their insight. Their growth lies in learning when to step fully into presence, when to feel, connect, and heal through immersion, not just observation. When balanced, Shatabisha becomes the sacred witness, able to hold space for pain, truth, and transformation without drowning in the storm. Shatabisha Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals naturally use a matching approach, looking for similarities, harmony, and confirmation. others lean toward a mismatching approach, noticing what's off, misaligned, or unspoken. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, disruption, detachment, paradox, and symbolized by the circle or hundred healers, containment, analysis, hidden systems, strongly leans toward a mismatching style of perception. These natives are wired to detect what doesn't fit, whether it's in logic, energy, behavior, or group dynamics. Their healing instincts are often activated by a sense that something's not right. They are natural diagnostic thinkers, drawn to reveal dysfunction in systems, relationships, or emotions. While they are capable of adopting a matching approach, especially when working toward restoration, wholeness, or group coherence, their first instinct is often to question, probe, and deconstruct. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses influence how direct or restrained this tendency becomes. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the mismatching is part of their identity. These individuals are often rebellious, contrarian, or intensely self-aware of what separates them from others. In Shatabhisha, Rahu amplifies the instinct to seek what's missing or broken. They may challenge norms, question social assumptions, or constantly feel like an outsider seeing what others overlook. If Rahu is in the 10th, this becomes a public trait. They're seen as rule breakers, reformers, or those who disrupt to heal. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, mismatching becomes emotional and internal. These individuals feel emotional friction when something is off, even if they can't immediately explain it. In Shatabhisha, moon makes them energetically sensitive. They mismatch through feelings and silence. If moon is in the 10th, they are intuitive leaders, those who sense dysfunction in group dynamics and can course correct subtly. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, mismatching becomes verbal and intellectual. These natives pick up on contradictions in speech, tone, or logic. In Shatabhisha, Mercury brings sharp insight. They question assumptions and spot inconsistencies quickly. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are often respected for their analytical mind, able to challenge ideas without aggression, but with piercing clarity. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, mismatching becomes systematic. These individuals are slow to judge, but over time, they notice patterns of inefficiency, disorder, or emotional avoidance. In Shatabhisha, Saturn adds patience and depth. They mismatch to repair, not to attack. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as serious professionals, those who uphold high standards by quietly identifying and correcting what's broken. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the approach softens toward matching, especially in the realms of values, beauty, or wisdom. These individuals may still see what's wrong, but prefer to focus on what can be harmonized, uplifted, or unified. In Shatabhisha, Jupiter and Venus bring balance. They help integrate the mismatching instinct into a purpose-driven or healing path. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as graceful problem solvers, those who name what's wrong in order to make things right. Shatabhisha's cognitive style is like a psychic scan, searching for the imbalance in the system. These natives are attuned to what others avoid: emotional fractures, systemic dysfunction, hidden wounds. Their gift is in seeing what doesn't match, not to condemn, but to restore. Their growth lies in knowing when to challenge and when to accept, when to highlight the gap, and when to build a bridge. When balanced, Shatabhisha becomes the karmic adjuster, disrupting what's false in order to restore what's whole. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, time experience. In time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, deeply immersed in the present moment, emotionally responsive to what's unfolding now. Others experience life through time, tracking patterns, consequences, and karmic arcs across past, present, and future. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, illusion, vision, nonlinearity, and symbolized by the circle or hundred healers, wholeness, fragmentation, hidden cycles, leans toward a through time experience, though not in a linear sense. These natives process time cyclically or symbolically. They often revisit past wounds, decode karmic loops, or sense future consequences well before others do. Their perception of time is deeply intuitive and layered. They don't just see events, they feel timelines. However, when emotionally overwhelmed, in crisis, or caught in the intensity of the now, Shatabhisha can drop into an in-time state, reactive, hypersensitive, or frozen in the immediate. planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses determine whether they tend to track long-term rhythms or get swept into the urgency of the present. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the experience is often in time, fast-paced, present-obsessed, or urgency-driven. These natives may chase experience, identity, or validation in the now without seeing the karmic threads they're pulling. In Shatabisha, Rahu adds hunger to the moment. They may feel stuck in repeating patterns until they pause and see the bigger timeline. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may rise quickly, seen as intense and driven, but must learn to lead with long-term vision, not just momentary ambition. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the time experience becomes emotionally cyclical, pulling them through time memory loops, past pain, emotional echoes, and subtle psychic time signatures. These individuals feel time through the body and emotions rather than clocks. In Shatabisha, moon deepens their ability to reflect and heal through emotional cycles. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as emotionally wise, leaders who hold space for the past while managing the present. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the experience is firmly through time, structured, patient, and karmically aware. These individuals measure progress across years, not days, and are often conscious of legacy and long-term impact. In Shatabisha, Saturn adds gravity. They may seem slow to act, but they're aligning with cosmic timing. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're seen as enduring professionals, those who carry time like a burden and a blessing. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the experience may toggle between in-time responsiveness, mental quickness, and through-time reflection, pattern recognition. These natives are thinkers who can respond rapidly, but they often process the deeper meaning later. In Shatabisha, Mercury brings clarity to karmic complexity. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as insightful communicators, those who can connect present action to broader purpose. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, time becomes spiritually through time, viewed through moral, artistic, or cosmic patterns. These individuals act when the soul calls, not the clock. In Shatabisha, Jupiter expands vision, Venus adds beauty and resonance. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as wise or graceful mentors, those who move with patience, aligning present action with long-term soul truth. Shatabisha's experience of time is like standing inside a constellation, connected to everything, yet difficult to navigate in a straight line. These natives are time travelers in their own right, sensing karmic echoes, healing timelines, and disrupting cycles. Their growth lies in learning when to stay present and when to zoom out, when to trust the moment, and when to honor the larger arc. When balanced, Shatabisha becomes the rhythmic navigator, living through time not just as a clock, but as a sacred map of healing, meaning, and return. Shatabisha Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Each person is naturally drawn towards certain motivational anchors. People, relationships, connection, emotional bonds, activities, learning, doing, exploring, places, sacred, healing, or grounding environments, or things, tools, systems, resources. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, obsession, depth, detachment, and symbolized by the circle or 100 healers, containment, sacred boundaries, systems repair, is primarily motivated by places and activities, but not in the conventional sense. These natives are driven by invisible containers, mental, emotional, or spiritual spaces where they can reflect, heal, investigate, or restore order. They are drawn to isolated, sacred, or liminal places where the unconscious becomes accessible. At the same time, their activities often revolve around observation, research, deep healing, or exposing hidden truths. People and things may matter, but only when they serve the process of deeper understanding or recovery. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal which motivations surface most clearly in daily life or professional expression. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the native is motivated by activities that involve transformation, recognition, or unconventional mastery. These individuals may obsessively pursue insight, innovation, or a mission they feel karmically tied to. In Shatabisha, Rahu adds intensity. They are propelled to investigate and become something beyond the ordinary. If Rahu is in the 10th, their work is fueled by this pursuit, They may be known for shaking up systems, reforming institutions, or revealing truths others overlook. If the moon is in the fourth or seventh house, people become a quiet but significant motivator, particularly in emotional or energetic relationships. These individuals may feel internally bound to others' healing journeys or unresolved karmic connections. In Shatabisha, moon makes them selective about relationships. They are drawn to people who reflect their deeper wounds or truths. If moon is in the 10th, they may work in roles that involve caring, holding space, or managing emotional complexity for groups or communities. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation centers around activities that involve systems, communication, or analysis. These individuals are driven to make sense of chaos, decoding language, patterns, or mental inconsistencies. In Shatabisha, Mercury adds brilliance. They are motivated by figuring out what's not working and restoring function. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as sharp thinkers or troubleshooters, those who work behind the scenes to fix what's broken. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, things, especially structures, responsibilities, or processes, become the core motivation. These natives are driven by the need to create lasting impact, organize complexity, and fulfill duty. In Shatabisha, Saturn adds weight. They often serve as guardians of order, even if invisible to others. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are viewed as quiet, effective leaders, those who manage pressure while keeping systems intact. If Jupiter, or Venus, is in the 5th or 9th house, places become spiritually and aesthetically charged. These individuals are drawn to temples, retreats, libraries, or metaphysical realms, spaces that allow for beauty, reflection, or transcendence. In Shatabisha, Jupiter brings higher purpose and Venus, refined awareness. They may be motivated by the search for sacred space and meaning. If either is in the 10th, their work reflects this. They become guides, counselors, or artists of transformation who lead by creating energetic containers for others to grow within. Shatabisha's motivation is like a hidden doorway between the visible and the invisible. These natives don't move for surface reasons. They are called into action by depth, resonance, and mystery. Their drive is often karmic, and their work is rarely about recognition. It's about restoration. Their growth lies in choosing spaces and actions that reflect their soul's real task, not just to fix, but to understand, witness, and ultimately heal what others are afraid to see. When aligned, Shatabisha becomes the sacred repairer, drawn to what lies in the shadows, and moved to make it whole.